Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge, and you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's Radio Show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. Sometimes we have special guests call in. Often it's just the two of us talking together. And on certain nights, we have special shows like today. What's our special show, Fiona?
It's Grammys night.
It is Grammys night. And for the past 6 or 7 years, on Grammys night, Fiona and I discuss the nominees. So we will be doing that starting shortly. But first, I would like to encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids. Perhaps record some of the discussions for posterity, or do as we do, share them on Blog Talk Radio. Because you know what, Fiona?
Yeah.
We could go back and, I think, find like the past 6 discussions we've had about the Grammy Awards.
Well, I think we should start. I don't want to run out of time because there are a lot of categories.
So how many categories are there, Fiona?
Let me check. I have like a little list going off the entrance call at the bottom. Show me.
I think it is like 83 categories.
It is. Back up now. Yeah, I think it's something like 80-something.
Right. So, with that, we probably won't cover all of the different categories, although we might hit on
81.
Some of them. Just 81? Okay. You must have a different list than I'm looking at. At the top of my list, I've got Record of the Year. Is that what you're
That's
looking
what
at?
I've got.
Okay, so for Record of the Year, we see Iggy Azalea with Fancy, Sia with Chandelier, Sam Smith with Stay With Me, Taylor Swift with Shake It Off, Megan Trainor with All About the Bass. So, who's your call, Fiona?
I'm going to say Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you been following the whole controversy around Taylor Swift?
Did she get into, like, some fight with Katy Perry over the Super Bowl?
So, yeah, there's something going on between her and Katy Perry about the Super Bowl. But there's a whole different thing that apparently she's trying to copyright various phrases from her songs, which a lot of other people like Shake It Off.
And I'm a Nightmare Dress Sunday Dream, which is from Blank Space, but that line got so popular.
Right. But so you think Shake It Off is going to win the Record of the Year?
Probably. My favorite.
Probably. Okay. Okay, well, let's move on, because next on the list is we've got Album of the Year. Now, I'm curious about how they determine the difference between an album and a record.
I think record is like a song, just a song now instead of a whole album.
Well, then how do they differentiate between Record of the Year and Song of the Year?
I think
maybe we
song
need to...
is just... No, okay, so song is just, like, anything, and I think the record is just, like, a top hit. That's not
okay.
Really from an album.
Maybe next year we should have somebody, you know, it's from the Grammys call in to explain some of that. You think that'd be a good idea?
That'd be the coolest thing. Like, oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So, Album of the Year, Beck Morning Phase, Beyonce. Ed, do you know how to... Sharon?
Ed Sheeran,
X.
X.
And In the Lonely Hour by Sam Smith. Girl by Pharrell Williams. So
Beyonce's
are you going to win? Ed?
Beyonce.
Huh? Beyonce is going to win, you think?
It's going to be Beyonce.
Okay.
Beyonce
okay.
has been so popular
and,
this year.
Right. Although, so what's your favorite one? Is Beyonce your favorite one?
I don't really have a favorite out of this.
Okay.
None of these
okay.
are ones I really listen to, but I like Beyonce the best, I have to say, out of all the artists.
Okay, so let's go to Song of the Year then. And for Song of the Year, we've got Meghan Trainor with All About That Bass, Sia Furler with Chandelier, Taylor Swift with Shake It Off, Sam Smith, Stay With Me, or Andrew
and
Hosler.
And Take Me to Church by
yeah.
Hozier.
So, Okay.
Take Me to Church by Hozier. I hope that wins. I love that song.
Okay. Do you think it's got a good chance?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
all about
really
that
popular.
Bass. Yeah, but All About That Bass and Shake It Off have been pretty popular too, right?
And Chandelier. And say with all of these are really popular, but
right.
I think
but you're going for
a deep message.
Okay. So, best new artist. And for new artists, we've got Iggy Azalea, Bastille, Brandi Clark, Haim, Sam Smith. So, you have a call for these?
No, I don't really have a call for these. I don't really like any of these artists. I mean, Iggy Azalea is okay, but...
Okay.
I don't like Sam Smith. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm not sure I really know any of them. Do you know Haim or Brandi Clark?
I don't know who those people are, so...
Okay. So probably the best known would be Iggy Azalea and Sam Smith?
Probably. Bastille is really popular. Like, a lot of people know their song, but not a lot of people actually like his song, so...
Okay.
I think it's going to be probably Sam Smith.
Okay. So there
no,
we have
I
it.
I really don't like him. His voice is so annoying.
Okay. Okay, so Best Pop Solo Performance. All of Me by John Legend. Chandelier by Sia. And Stay With Me by Sam Smith. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Or Happy by Pharrell Williams.
I don't like Happy.
You know, an awful lot of people really like Happy, though.
It gets on my nerves so much.
Because you're happy?
It's like, no, I hate it so much.
Okay. So who do you think is going to get the best?
It could be really any of them. My bet is probably not Happy because there are a lot of people who just, like, despise it as much as me. But then there's everybody who
right.
loves it. A lot of people like Taylor Swift to Shake It Off. A lot of people like Stay With Me. Chandelier's okay. It's not my favorite. It's really, really high.
Okay.
Like, I can't even reach the notes. Like, it's pretty high. And I'm seeing this from an alto point, but I think it's very
right.
high. And then All of Me, which, oh, I love that song. It's such a romantic song.
Interesting. Okay. Because... How much do you know about John Legend?
Not an awful lot. I just know that he has this huge hit of All of Me, which I like.
Okay. Because I want to say that John Legend, you know, I'm wondering if I'm confusing him with somebody else, but I want to say he's been around. Yeah, I'm looking at this. He's won 9 Grammy Awards already. and is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, or received the Starlight Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So, you know, he may be an interesting person to listen to. But you think, what do you think? It's toss up between Shake It Off and Happy?
And Stay With Me.
And Stay With Me? Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not a big fan of Stay With Me?
I really don't like Sam Smith. Just
okay.
His voice, just it. Something about it just connects awful things in my brain with it.
Okay, so let's move on to the best pop duo group performance, and here we're
Why is
seeing.
It they say something is the winner.
You think it's going to be Say Something by Great
no,
Big World?
No, on my screen, Say Something is boxed in, and it says winner next to it, so.
Right. Well, I would
I don't
say,
like
you know,
say
you
something.
Could say, I think Say Something's going to be the winner and not mentioned that, well, it's already listed as a winner. Yeah, there are a bunch of them that are already listed. So Say Something's listed as a winner,
it's
and the other.
So sad, though.
Yeah, so
it's such
because
a
you would have gone
song.
With Dark Horse? What? Oh, okay.
It's like a really sad song because in it, like, the girl's dying and he's singing her next to the bed and the lyrics go, say something, I'm giving up on you. And she's like, oh my God. So sad. It's a really depressing song.
Okay. And, you know, because this is coming from a person who likes, you know, a song about two women going to a funeral or a person getting killed in a tornado or.
But I like Carrie Underwood. And it's like upbeat, but the melody in Say Something is like depressing. Two Black Cadillac. And Blown Away has a very upbeat tempo. And Say Something, like, say something, I'm giving up on you. It's like the melody
okay.
in tunes that it's depressing.
And then Dark Horse?
I like Dark Horse.
Yeah, I know. We hear that one a lot around the house, right? Okay, so best traditional pop vocal album.
So there's Cheek to Cheek, Nostalgia, Night Songs, Sending You a Little Christmas, and Partners.
Okay. Now, the thing is, it's probably worth noting various things. So Cheek to Cheek, who performed it?
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
That, I've not heard that, but that must be quite an interesting thing to listen to because... Do you know that song?
I don't know the song, but I think I know a couple of the songs that are on the album. I love Lady
okay.
Gaga. She's amazing.
So I'm going to guess that you would really like the song Cheek to Cheek.
I probably will. I love her.
Right. Because if it's what I think it is, it's like a really old song written by Irving Berlin before World War II. And it's like a 1930s song, and it's about dancing.
But who's Tony Bennett? Like, this is bothering me that his last name is Bennett, and it's spelled the same way as Chloe Bennett, and their names rhyme. And who's Tony Bennett?
So, you know, it's interesting. Tony Bennett, just so you have perspective, was born in 1926. Okay?
That's
so
cool.
He is a very old, well-known musician. Became popular in the late 40s. So, again, you know, you might really enjoy listening to Tony Bennett.
40s music. I fall in love with the 40s.
Right.
Great
so
era.
He's won
the hair,
17
makeup,
Grammy
the clothing,
awards.
The music. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tony, but, you know, he's like, it's, and I know he can't be related to her because she changed her name. Her real name's Chloe Wang, but she changed it
right.
to Chloe Bennett.
Okay. So that's one that we should really listen to because, you know, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are very different performers. It's a great song. I'm thinking you might really like that one. And as we look at it, so other nominees include Barry Manilow. And Barry Manilow was very popular among the girls when I was in, like, high school.
And Barbara Streisand. Yeah, we talked about Barry Manilow. I feel like we did during, like,
right.
Because Miss Roach is, like, from that era and kind of traditional with, like, being in love with, like, the people from, like, the Monkees or whatever.
Okay. Hey, we're the Monkees. Yeah. And Johnny Mathis, another blast from the past. Okay, so that's best traditional pop vocal.
Now we
best pop
vocal album, and
okay.
On it is Ghost Stories by Coldplay. I like Coldplay. Bangers by Miley Cyrus. I really like Miley Cyrus. My Everything by Ariana Grande. Mom hates Ariana Grande with a burning passion. Prism
okay.
by Katy Perry. I love the album Prism. They have so many great songs on it. And it's by Katy Perry. Love Katy Perry. X by Ed Sheeran, which Ed Sheeran's gotten really popular this year. And In the Lonely Hour by Sam Smith.
Okay. So you have a call on this one?
It's probably going to be X by Ed Sheeran, but I'm really hoping it's Prism because I really love the songs on
okay.
that.
So, you know, I don't hear as much about Miley Cyrus these days. What's going on? Is she still popular, or is she kind of jumped the shark?
She gets a lot of hate, but I really like her still.
Okay.
And you can really, like, I've seen pictures from her now versus back with, like, the old Miley Cyrus, but, like, you can tell in the pictures how much happier she is now.
Okay.
And all her things have been about how much she is, like, having such a good time. And she is a pet. She's a teacup pig. And she loves animals.
Okay.
And she has a couple dogs.
Okay. And regular listeners of our show will know that caring for animals is a very important theme on this show.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the best dance recording.
Right, so there's Rather Be, Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn. That's really popular. I've heard it a bunch of times.
Okay.
Never Say Never by Basement Jaxx. I don't know what that is. And
okay.
F for You by Disclosure featuring Mary J. Blige. I don't know what that is. I Got You by Duke Dumont featuring Jax Jones. I don't know what that is. Faded by Zoo. I also don't know what that is.
Okay.
I just know Rather Be, which is a nice song.
Okay, so that's Best Dance Recording. And so you think Rather Be?
Probably. It's the most popular.
Okay. How about Best Dance Electronic Album? Do you know any
Gyro
of the...
by Affection, while one is less than two. I know who Deadmau5 is. Really, really popular.
Now, do they pronounce it Deadmau5 or do they pronounce it Deadmau5?
I think it's Deadmau5, but I don't know. He's
right.
Like a really popular artist. He has like this helmet that looks like a mouse head. It's weird. And he's really popular.
Okay.
I don't really like him. And then there's
okay.
Now Booma, Rubber Band by Little Dragon. Do It Again by Royksopp and Robin. And Damage Control by Matt Zoe.
Okay. So
I don't know what any
any
of those
comment?
are, so.
Okay. So let's move to best contemporary instrumental. You recognize any of these?
Nope. Jazz funk solo. That's an interesting title.
Okay. So let's go to best rock performance.
Lazerto, Zach, Jack White, Give Me Something Good by Ryan Adams. Do I Want to Know? Arctic Monkeys, Blue Moon by Beck, and Fever by the Black Keys. I recognize Do I Want to Know? Like, I've heard of the song.
Okay. Do you know the
And I know
song
who
Blue?
Beck is.
Okay.
So,
I was going to
like, I know
ask,
who he is, but I don't really know the song.
Okay. I was going to
I'm not
ask you if you
usually
or
into
any of your
rock.
friends were into Beck.
I think Gwenny is, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Then
So, no
that's metal
calls on best.
performance. Wait, the call for that, it's probably I don't know what. I don't really know. I don't really know any of these, so.
Okay. How about metal? You into metal?
Not really.
So
I don't
we'll just
recognize
kind
any of
of.
them either.
Okay. Best rock song.
Ooh, Ain't It Fun? That's really popular.
Okay.
Although I didn't know it was considered rock.
Well, apparently they consider that one rock.
And then
Okay.
I like Paramore. There's Blue Moon, Fever, Give Me Something Good, and Lazerto. I don't know what any of those are except for Ain't It Fun.
Okay. So then we're probably also going to go over best rock album pretty quickly too. Any of these
No, I
jump out at
know
you?
what Songs of Innocence because it's by you too, so I think I have the whole album.
Yeah, now how'd that happen?
Everybody does because
Yeah,
like it was
exactly.
downloaded for free onto every iPhone.
Right. And
So
then
I have
there's
songs.
Hypnotic, yeah. And then there's
Hypnotic
Hypnotic
Eye.
Eye. Do you
I don't know
know,
what is
have you
that.
listened
Is
to
that
any of
about the
that?
Illuminati?
I don't know. But it's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which
I
dates
bet it
back
is.
to, like, back Mom and My era, as well as you too. So these are sort of more, music of Mom and My's time frame, or performers from back then mostly. Okay.
The
Best
best
alt.
alternative music album.
Right.
I don't recognize any of these. What's Mellophobia?
I don't know. But it's by Cage the Elephant, right? So,
I don't
might
know what
be
that is, but
interesting to. I think that's the name of the band, right?
best R&B performance. I will probably recognize a couple of these. And I do Drunken Love by Beyoncé. Beyoncé Z.
Okay.
Yep. New Flame, It's Your World. I've heard that one. I like that one. Like This and Good Kisser. It's probably going to be Good Kisser, Drunken Love, or It's Your World.
Okay. Which one do you like best of those?
Probably Drunk in Love or It's Your World. I don't really know Good Kisser, but I know it's by Usher, and Usher is like really, really popular.
Right. Although New Flame is by Chris Brown with Usher and Rick Ross.
But no one likes Chris Brown.
Okay.
Not Usher, he's beat Rihanna. Or, yeah, it was
Right.
Rihanna. He's an
Okay.
abuser. No one likes an abuser. Best traditional R&B performance. Yeah, I know none of these.
Okay. Well, we need to get you to branch out a little bit more. How about best R&B song?
I know Drunk in Love. I don't know any of the rest, though. I don't know
Good
who's
Kisser with
in this.
Usher?
I don't know.
Or
I
New
just know
Flame with
Usher.
Chris Brown? Okay.
I hate Chris Brown
But
so much.
what about What about what was the one? Yeah, so Drunken Love, that's the one that's written by Agent Carter?
No.
No, it's a different, Sean Carter is different from Agent Carter?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not into music. She's into ass kicking.
Okay. So how about Best Urban Contemporary?
I know Beyonce, and I know X. I don't know X. Wait, because I know X by Ed Sheeran, but I don't know X by Chris Brown. And I know What Girl by Pharrell Williamson. It's probably going to be Beyonce by Beyonce.
Okay. So how about Best R&B Album?
I think I know Love, Marriage, and No, I don't know that one. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know one.
Best Rap Performance?
I like Eminem. He's a good guy.
Okay.
And so I know what Wrath God is, but that's about it.
Okay, how about Best Rap Song Collaboration?
Ooh, The Monster by Eminem and Rihanna. I love that song.
Okay.
I love that song. I know what Ben
So what do you...
Kanye West.
You're not a fan of Kanye West?
He's married to Kim Kardashian.
Right. Okay, so how about Best Rap Song?
I know Anaconda.
Yeah?
Anaconda is really popular.
Okay. Do you like Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, I do really like her.
Okay. So that's up there. Any of the other ones jump out at you?
No.
Okay. So, because we're also,
except
we're getting
for
close
to Kanye West.
Okay, because we're getting close to the end of the show, so we're going pretty quickly. Best Rap Album, anything jumping out of
The new
you?
Classic by Iggy Azalea.
Yeah?
Best Country Solo Performance. Let's just move on. I love country. Country music is awesome.
Okay.
Something in the Water. So, I love that song. Something in the Water by Carrie Underwood is amazing. I love Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
Look, Miranda Lambert and Keith Urban and Hunter Hayes and Eric Church. I don't know Eric Church, but I know everybody else, but I hope Something in the Water wins because I love that.
Okay. So how about for Best Country Duo Group Performance?
I love Something Bad because I just love Carrie Underwood. I know they...
Day Drinking? Fiona? We just lost Fiona. So hopefully she will be dialing right back in. Fiona? Let's see. So while we're waiting for Fiona to dial back in, I will note that I was speaking with... a person who wanted to know about streaming shows, and I had recommended Blog Talk Radio, but I noted sometimes we have problems with it, like lines getting dropped. Okay, so you're back, Fiona, and let's see, you were talking about Something Bad, I think?
Yeah, because I love Randall Lambert and Carrie Underwood. I know Gentle on My Mind, I know Day Drinking, I know Meanwhile Back in Mama's, and I've heard of Raise 'Em Up.
Okay. So how about Best Country Song?
I know American Kids because Nana loves Kenny Chesney. I know Automatic because I like Miranda Lambert a lot.
Okay.
And I've heard of a bunch of these, including Meanwhile Back at Mama's. See, I like...
Okay.
I really...
So do you know much about Glen Campbell?
I don't know who that is.
Because that's another one from, way back, like when I was young. Okay, so Best Country Album.
Rise, there's Riser, The Outsiders, 12 Stories, Platinum, and The Way I'm Living. I like Platinum because I really like Miranda Lambert.
Okay. And with that, we've finished country. Next category is Best New Age Album.
Isn't
But
it
we've
seven?
also, yes, I was just going to say, but we've also finished our show. So you want to take us out?
Thanks. Good night. Hopefully, listen next week on Trans Radio Show. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks and good night.